Marsha Blackburn, Republicans call for freeze on $6 billion for Iran. By Sean Moran on October 9, 2023. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and other Republicans are calling for President Joe Biden to cancel the ransom agreement of $6 billion to Iran in the wake of the attacks against Israel. The Biden administration is refusing to acknowledge Iran's role in the unprovoked terrorist attacks on Israel. But Hamas and Hezbollah members say not only did Iran help plan for months, they gave the official green light in Beirut last week, Blackburn wrote Sunday. The United States should not be sending a single penny to Iran, let alone $6 billion. I am immediately calling on Biden to reverse course and cancel the ransom agreement. In her thread on X, formerly known as Twitter, she cited a Wall Street Journal piece which said that Iran helped plot the deadly attacks against Israel. Dave McCormick, the Pennsylvania Senate Republican candidate, echoed Blackburn's statement, saying, "The Biden administration insists not a penny of the $6 billion they promised to Iran has yet to be received by Iran. Given the Hamas attack on Israel, I call on President Biden to block release of the money. And as senator, I would immediately introduce legislation to put a hold on these funds. Don't give Iran a penny." Former President Donald Trump said on Monday that the Biden administration's agreement to transfer $6 billion in Iranian funds that the United States had previously frozen is responsible for the terror attack in Israel. "This war happened for three reasons: the allowing by the Biden administration of Iran to sell massive amounts of oil and making $60 billion, the United States giving Iran $6 billion ransom, and our country's perceived weakness with an incompetent and corrupt leader, Joe Biden, who's laughed at all over the world," according to Trump's prepared remarks obtained by Breitbart News. Watch: White House won't commit to freezing billions in prisoner swap funds if Iran was directly involved in attacks on Israel. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, also slammed the Biden administration over this action on Breitbart News Saturday. "When you see weakness in the Biden administration, you should expect aggression around the globe," Scott told host and Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.